Welcome back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. Says so on the new sweatshirts we got. I got Don all gussied up. Don, if you had a cat like I do and you're home watching your cat alone for the next couple of weeks, she's been going after the strings here. I do want to thank Strategic Factory for making that happen. Our friends at State Fair and El Guapo are curbsiding. Our friends at Fadley's are still shipping those crab cakes everywhere and curbsiding. And coming to Catonsville soon, which we'll get to in a minute, where Moeller & Gary Realty is still there, listing homes, selling homes, buying, doing it all, and about to do it for me, because Jeff and I have known each other not as long as I've known the dad, but the dad and I go back to 82. I think Jeff and I go back to maybe late 80s. I'll have to ask him that next time we're on, that if when he was 9 years old, they think he'd be selling my condo one day, but he can, and Moeller & Gary Realty is there. And last but never least, and this is the big banana here, because not only does Don and I have new sweatshirts, but we have a promotion this month for everyone that loves Catonsville, that loves Don, that loves Teal, that loves to hark and loves good stuff for the holidays. That if you can afford it, times are okay. We deliver these here from Taharka. This is the box. Pardon my sweatsuit. You know, I am working from home. A box of eight comes delivered to your door and you take delivery. Otherwise, it melts. And I'm going to show you that it melts, because I have, for this one, Don, because of the $15.70 discount and the Baltimore Positive code that everyone can use, this is a prop, okay? This is ice cream that I've already eaten. I always show you the empty one. This time, dude, we're going all in. Are you familiar with the caramel apple crisp? Are you familiar with this at all?
I think that may be on. I told you that my order, my case is being delivered. I've got the
text. But you haven't eaten it yet.
I have not eaten it, but I think the caramel apple crunch is one of my.
Before you bring on
what I chose.
Before you bring on your dear friend, Teal Carey, I just want to do what I did with the Taharka guys, because I want everyone to go out and watch our segment with Sean and Steve from Taharka Brothers. They became an employee-owned company this week, Don. So, congratulations to them. I want to give them some love. But more than that, Sean is the mastermind of the flavors. He's the guy that loves ice cream, makes ice cream. He's the reason it's so good, okay? So he told me about a month and a half ago, he's like, I got this new flavor. Oh my God, when you got this flavor. It's a salted caramel, blah, 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 blah. And I forgot what it was. And I went to my wife, I'm like, oh my God, he told me about it. It's got like salt and caramel and things and goodness. And I'm like, okay. Then it came to the house. Now I want to read to you what's in this, okay? Apple butter ice cream with oat streusel and a salted caramel swirl. Teal, can you get, you like ice cream?
Unfortunately, I really do.
Okay, so here's the deal. I just want to show you, because it melted a little bit earlier, but they hand pack every one of these. I was out there as they were doing the eggnog the other day. And when you get one bite of this, I mean, you know, it's almost, you guys love Willy Wonka. I'm a Willy Wonka person. That, like, when Violet Beauregard ate the gobstopper and she started going through the whole flavor profile, that's kind of what happens when you have this ice cream. That the first thing that hits you is, and then you're like, oh my God, there's such rich, luscious, creamy flavor. So please order it. Use the discount. I'm going to enjoy this, because Don is going to talk about one of his favorite things. I'll just say this before I start stuffing my face. Don, I thought you were the Chamber of Commerce at Catonsville.
Oh, but no.
I've learned that there's a whole army. And I thought every molar was like born into the Chamber of Commerce in Catonsville. But I'll let you take it from here.
Well, the army has its general, and the general is the executive director, Teal Carey. I will add, before we bring Teal on, for folks, now, so all they have to do is go out to taharkabrothersright.com or go to our website.
It's the easiest thing in the world. You just click home delivery, you click order here, and you fill in where you live.
And then,
because they only deliver on certain days of certain zip codes. And we just learned that they can now ship it anywhere east of the Mississippi. It's kind of like Coors and Smokey and the Bandit. They can ship it east of the Mississippi, 2 days shipping, because they don't want it to melt. They can dry ice it. So if you're in New York, Pennsylvania, Jersey, Ohio, anywhere east coast, they can ship this to you. 9-pack, $15.70 discount, same deal. Just email me on that and I'll hook you up, okay? I know. We got to talk about Catonsville businesses, because my man Evan served Taharka Brothers ice cream, literally, right?
Yeah, no, it's phenomenal, and it is a pleasure to welcome on the executive director of the Catonsville Chamber of Commerce, Teal Carey. Teal, we are really spending the day trying to focus on small business, you know, not just the restaurant industry, which has been decimated by the pandemic, but small businesses throughout, the little mom and pop shops. And you're on the front lines with that. So we're just going to turn to you and say, talk to us about what businesses in the chamber are going through and how they're trying to get through this. It seems awful.
It does. I think the most encouraging thing to me, and certainly to our board, is how well everybody has adapted. I mean, everybody started more online shopping and upgrading their website and trying to do everything they possibly could to survive this, I think, which is what's been the hardest. Catonsville, I have to say, it's been so compliant, though, as far as wearing their masks and everybody trying to support everybody. So I do still see a lot of traffic on Frederick Road and going into the shops, and everybody's going in with their masks on. I know they're struggling, but I think the big thing, I mean, Pat's Porch is a good example. You know, she immediately worked on her website, got everything online, kept putting everything out on social media. That's certainly what we've been trying to do as a chamber for our members. We even upgraded our website and got a new database just to help our members be able to put hot deals on and member-to-member discounts, and we're working with everybody on that. So I think, and you know, there are some businesses that actually this was great for the real estate. You know, we have a lot of real estate people in Catonsville, and they're actually hopping.
Teal, I've told Nestor, I know Jeff Moeller from Moeller and Gary Realty, yeah, been on a number of time with Nestor. You know, Jeff said to me at one point, he said, "Daddy, it's remarkable." You know, having been in the business for 20 years or whatever, Jeff's been in the business now, said that you're right. He and his fellow realtors, and as you know, the interesting thing, one of the great things, and I think it speaks to small business, one of the great things about Catonsville is this camaraderie, really, even between all of the local realtors. I mean, they all like one another. They all get along. They aren't out to cut each other's throat, so to speak. So there really is this camaraderie, and you're right. They've done – we had Dave Thurston, one of your members from Crown Title, on the other day, and Dave was talking about how busy they are, and they're holding settlements outside on picnic tables. And so there are segments that are – that are doing well. You did mention we should because we want to help small business.
Sure.
You did mention Pat's Porch. For folks that want to check that out, it's patsporch.com. Incredible personalized gifts, great candy, and phenomenal delivery services. So,
well, you got a new market there, right? I mean, I'll be honest with you, Teal. Maybe this is my relationship with Don and, you know, having been around Catonsville, a former business partner of mine lives in Catonsville. So, like, I just have always been in Catonsville. One of my current business partners here at NST at one point lived on Bloomsburg. So I've spent most of my life in and around there, not as home. I'm a Dundalk guy. But in the last 36 hours, I have heard from Evan Brown, Mark Weiland, Lou Weinkamp, just on my social media, liking a picture, saying hello. I literally 3 hours ago, before we began today, I delivered one of these to Don. So I drove through the strip today. Get in line. We're going to make that on the website. You know, we're pivoting. We're pivoting. We're expanding. You know, I was going to ask you about this because this is really like, I guess at the heart of this, right? Because I've owned my business. This will be my 29th year on radio next Tuesday, Wednesday, whatever the 13th is. And, you know, all I've ever done is know Evan Browns and know local people and Damie Hans, who's building, you know, what they hope will be a whole next generation of more people and more locations and more awesomeness that they've done, as Coach Billick ordered Faithley's Crab Cakes, and you can do right now here at Baltimore Positive. But entrepreneurs really are resilient. And in the worst of this, and even with the city shutting down and indoor and outdoor and all of that, this is where creativity kicks in. And more than that, and I hear this and I feel this, and I don't know you. We had Nancy Afford on, I know well, but the sense of community, like the sense of community that chambers bring together and people bring together for home values, for safety, for schools, for business, this is your neighborhood. I mean, your neighborhood's not Facebook. Your neighborhood's like literally your neighbors, right?
Right. Well, one of the things you mentioned, and when you were naming all those folks, they're all residents. That's what I think makes Catonsville so amazing. I've lived here my whole life.
Mayberry, he always says.
It is. And my father's family grew up here. So there's some of us that are here and will never leave. The Molars. There's just, you know, and you have people.
He goes to Kent Island for like a minute on a weekend.
That's a great point. I live in a home that my grandfather built in 1937. That's pretty quintessentially Catonsville. But you talk about that these folks are our friends and neighbors. Talk about what you're hearing from them during this pandemic, because I do see on social media everybody knows that in addition to being Music City, USA, where you can get every musical instrument you can dream of up and down Frederick Road and online in many of those
and
businesses.
Records
and records and incredible
I'm
restaurants.
Old school like that, you know.
Catonsville has really become this sort of restaurant mecca that I don't think even you and I saw coming 20 years ago. Jim Smith might have seen it. I give Jim credit.
I'm dropping by and get some Indian food too. I saw Indian food on the left. I get hungry when I think of Catonsville. I'm still mad at the GL Shacks guys for taking the honey lime vinaigrette off about 20 years ago. You know, that was delicious. It was the best dressing ever.
It's remarkable.
Jim Smith did start the commercial revitalization action grants that helped the small Frederick Roads have a resurgence. Really, he really made that happen. I was around back those days, so I remember that strong. And it has continued. It just snowballs. It really does. As everybody, what do they say? The ships. High tide lifts all ships, or whatever slogan is. I really think that the more restaurants you have, the more people come in. If I can't get into Franco's because the line's a little long, I'm going to go over here to State Fair. If I can't get in there, well, I know the food is good over at El Guapo. You know, that's something new to try. We're not going to have a steakhouse. It is amazing. I personally don't think you can have too many, because the more you have, the more people you bring in.
Parking.
Teal talk. We're working on it. Teal and I.
Yeah, you know what? I think as the younger generation comes through, they're maybe a little healthier than our age group, and they want to walk. And I see people on Sunday mornings at the farmers market walk from all over this community. And I see them walking.
I'm a walker, Tia. I'm 52 years old. My wife and I walk to Fells Point. We walk to Patterson Park for pizza, like from downtown. We just do, and we like it. And we love the city. I mean, that's why, hey, come on. You know, I mean, the shirt says so, right? So, and every time I was driving down your side street, Don, you know, back in the homes where you live, and there were just people and children and bikes. And I mean, this is a 45 degree winter day. There are people out in your community always, right?
No doubt. I think Teal is on to something. I think that we see a big change in that culture. But Teal, one of the things we're trying to do throughout Baltimore Positive is to really sing the praises of our small businesses. And we know about the restaurants, and we love Evan Brown, and we love Lou Weinkamp, what he's doing at Franco's. I mean, as I said, the work that Pat Baldwin and Dan Sakai now are doing at 818. I mean, I've been up there. It's just remarkable. But what are some other people might be surprised? Talk about, and I know you'll leave some out, and there's always a danger in doing that, but talk about some of the other businesses up and down Frederick Road. I mean, there are interior design businesses. Talk about some of the other businesses that you represent.
Well, we have everything from insurance companies. I can think of, we have a couple State Farm insurance folks that are right young, new, real young agents that have just started out. I know in our own business, there's a State Farm agent. When I go into the office, everybody's still in there working. So I know they're busy. We have, as far as the retail goes, it's Neighbor Made is a wonderful little shop that's right there on Frederick Road, right on the corner of Bloomsbury. And that's all local artists that are kind of in a consignment type. You have Objects Found, which is an amazing retail consignment shop. I think they're, you know, they're all holding their own. They're trying their best. I know it's Neighbor Care actually did, I mean, it's Neighbor Made. Neighbor Made actually had an auction just kind of to let people come in and go online, and they were auctioning items just to keep themselves going. Right.
Laura, I know there's an interior design Hodges, company.
Laura Hodges Studio. I mean, oh, she does amazing work. She is listed in all kinds of interior design magazines. So she has her studio, as well as there's a little retail shop at the right in the inside of her building, right as you first come in. It's kind of small, but mostly you hire Laura to come and just redesign your house. And she does amazing work.
We shouldn't lose sight also, I guess, Teal, of some of the major employers in traffic careers, like Orthopedic Associates.
Oh, my gosh.
Who's brought so much to the Ville. Everybody knows Bill's Music and Appalachian Bluegrass down there with Emery Node. So there's this variety.
By the way, can I put a plug in? My kitties got many cases of kitty food from right on the strip. There was Bark.
Yeah, was Bark Loyal Companion now. Yep, they're great. And you have your vets. We have Frederick Road Veterinarian Hospital. We have Paradise Vets right down in Paradise.
I've had many a burger with Steve, you know, over at Yomps and Atwaters, where they have delicious muffins. I mean, I'm naming. I don't even live in Catonsville, and I've been to 25 of these places. I mean, some of them I got to find my way in and off the menu blindfolded, yeah. Like the chicken and waffles with Evan over there.
That's one of the wonderful things that Orthopedic Associates brought, was all those customers, all those patients, all those docs, all those nurses. To Catonsville.
Absolutely.
They all eat lunch.
We've got Rob Remmert and Craig Rinkelman doing a great work at Catonsville Gourmet. You got Paul.
I was going to say, that's your place for wings, right? The Catonsville Gourmet, right?
By the way,
I was just clicking. I'm back-ending, Google Maps, like going up and down Frederick Road, just seeing how many of the places I can name the names, because I couldn't remember the name that Bark had changed their name. And I'm like, wow, there's just so many places.
Nestor, I know
that pizza. I mean, look at this.
They expect Teal to be a cheerleader, and they always joke with me, you know, that I've got this Catonsville blood running through and through. But I it's not an exaggeration. You can go up and down, and there is terrific food available from just a variety of restaurants. So if you're ever wondering, when we get back to normal, but even now, when you can carry out. And we're encouraging everybody to try to at least do carry out.
I'm going to Indian Delight one day. I love Indian food. I've never had it there. I'm going to Indian Delight. That's it. I'm on their menu right now, and I'm like digging it. And my wife's not here, so it's even better because I get to eat it all myself.
Well, it's another. So they're all of this is available in Catonsville. Teal, what has this done to your big picture planning? Nestor's a music guy, so everyone was heartbroken this past summer. When Frederick Road Fridays, which has just become an institution over here on the West Side, 1,500, 2,000 people a week gathering.
Came over there one day trying to slide through, and I'm like, what's Elvis playing here? I mean, it was great. It really is something.
It's a community party is what it is. It's a community block party, and people just come. I mean, we have entire neighborhoods come, set up their chairs in a big circle, and just enjoy each other's company for an hour and a half. It really is a wonderful thing. It's wonderful for our restaurants. It brings lots of people walking. We know they walk.
Yeah, absolutely.
They walk.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Don always says, get here early. It's like Catonsville Parade. You got to get here early. Put the car by my place, but you got to get here early.
Yeah, it was sad this year. I have to admit it. A chamber, all the Baltimore County chambers are going to say this, is that we live and die by bringing people together. That's what we do. You got to press the flesh, as I always say. You got to, get that handshake and pass on that business card. So it's been tough for all of the chambers this year not to be able to have those events. I mean, we do a lot of member-focused events, but the community outreach, the only thing we could do was our farmers market. No Frederick Road Fridays, no arts festival, and no networking events. It's been rough. But that's why social media, that's how we keep everybody connected. We even did Frederick Road Fridays online. We did virtual concerts through Song Builder. That's another business on Frederick Road, the Song Builder Studios. And they had the bands come in and professionally produce these concerts, which are still on our website if you want to see any of them. That was great, but it wasn't the same. You know, wasn't the same as coming into a free concert, grabbing a beer, and sitting and enjoying the music and friends. So,
and the Christmas celebration wasn't the same, right? I mean, again, 1,500 people or so in the middle of Frederick Road, and we weren't able to do that.
Hey, come on, 6 months from now, y'all are going to have your chairs out in May, right? For the parade, right?
We hope so.
Right. Right, we gotta be hopeful here, right?
Yeah, we will be. Get that vaccination, folks. Do it.
Well, you know, when the loss in a place like Catonsville, where there is such a sense of community, Teal. I mean, you know, I think it makes it even more dramatic. And hey, look, I was in the sports business forever, and I've pivoted during this thing, like the entrepreneurs you talk about, that do more than that, because I'm concerned that certain places and certain people might not be going back to certain places, but it's the sense of the community where you live, and Catonsville has that part of it figured out, right? Like you mentioned, people that work and live here and go to school here, and Don's daughter's running the elementary school up the street. You know what I mean? It sort of all ties together, but that part of community that maybe in other places has been lost. You know, I know where I grew up, and you talk about Jim Smith, and you talk about, you know, the legacy of Kevin Kamenetz and what Johnny O's doing, what Don did in local government. My elementary school is getting rebuilt. My son lives in the house that I grew up in. And he doesn't want to move because he believes the community's going to make a turn in a much better direction. The school's going to be a part of that. And whatever the mall's going to become when they tear it down, you know, and whatever the community is, that's where you want to put down roots. And I think going through all of this, there's going to be a sense of that. And it's really going to be places looking to, well, where are they doing it well? What do they do? What have we done right in this country since the turn of the century? And Catonsville's going to be one of those stories, I believe.
I think you're right. I think you're right. And I have to shout out to Baltimore County. They really have helped us. I think they've been great. They really have been putting those small business loans out there. I know they did a sustainability loan for the chambers. And I know the Arts and Entertainment District, we're an Arts and Entertainment District. They're getting ready to put a lot of ads out thanks to a CRAG grant, that's commercial revitalization grant. So it's all.
Neil, tell folks what that I was.
Yeah, well, anytime you can't
down.
Just do that.
Tell folks because that was big, big, big news. Tell folks what that means, that Catonsville has been designated an arts and science district.
Yeah, arts and entertainment district.
I'm an arts and entertainment.
That's okay. And it is a big deal. It does mean that we really celebrate the arts here and music, the mural that's on the building, on the Cube building, just is kind of a spotlight of how we really do care about our local artists, musicians, artists. We have the Baltimore Arts Guild is located, Arbutus, Catonsville, right here. But it's for all of Baltimore County. But heck, it's in our backyard. So it means a lot. It really does. And it's a state designation, and it means that they do get some funding through the state to help promote arts and entertainment in our area.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned the mural, because I never have a business meeting with someone in Catonsville who's not from here, where when we're done, I walk them over to look at the mural. And again, you were so involved in that, and Carolyn Black Sotier and her
husband. Is that your gateway arch? Is that the gateway arch of Catonsville?
Yeah. It pretty much has become that, Nestor. And it's, again, for folks just looking for something to do because you're home and you're bored, grab some carry out in Catonsville, drive up Frederick Road to the corner of Frederick and Meller, and look at this incredible mural on the side of the office building called the Cube. It was done by noted Baltimore artist Nether, a young man by the name of Justin Nethercote, who came in and worked with the community. And one of my recollections on that, and you were so critical to this, was how Nether from the beginning and Carolyn Black Sotier from the beginning were really committed that this mural, and this thing is, oh, I don't know, a couple hundred feet by a couple hundred feet, you may know. I mean, it's huge. Yeah. And it was to reflect everything Catonsville, from
a what's a wall? What wall is it on? Who owns and what does that represent?
Go ahead, Teal.
It's on, let's see, the east facing wall of the Cube or 757 Frederick Road, and it's between that building and Bill's Music.
If you stand in front of State Fair, Nestor,
I've seen it a million times. Yeah.
And it does. It really, I think it represents that we're a walking and biking community, that children are very, very important in our community. It has the music, it has the farmers market, it has everything that people really love about Catonsville are represented in that mural. And to me, it's, you know, kids riding a bike, what it says to me and I love is that so often many of us have grown up in Catonsville and we never leave. So it really is a place that you want to bring your family and you want to grow up here and you want to have your family just stay. And that's really what has happened. It represents that. At least that's
life is great in the 21228.
Well, you know, Nestor, there's another important, and Teal was at the table, and I like telling this story because I think it reflects about who we are and who we're becoming as a society. As the artist Nether began to work on this, he was committed to allowing the community to give feedback as he came up with a different iteration over and over. And one of the comments was, it was wonderful from the beginning, but everyone wanted to make sure that it was clear that the young children in the mural were diverse and that, you know, when every child, if an African-American child in Catonsville got, you know, a large number of African-Americans and people of color who live in Catonsville, wanted them to see themselves on that mural. And that was validated. And Teal, I know you know this story, but for months after that, a little girl in elementary school passed away, a little African-American girl. And unbeknownst to the artist, evidently to her friends, this young lady captured in this mural on his bike, reminded them of their friend. And they would come up with cameras and take pictures of themselves in front of the mural to remember their friend. And I thought, wow, such the importance when folks sometimes question whether or not a focus on diversity matters. What a powerful image that had that not captured that, had the artist not been committed to that, we wouldn't have had that moment where these children would come up because it looked like their friend on that wall. So, Teal, you were involved in that. Carolyn Blackshirt here. Just people really should ride by and see it.
Yeah, it was wonderful. It really was. And Catonsville has a wonderful African American history.
Right, incredible. Yeah, Mr. Lewis Diggs. If you haven't read any of his books, make sure you do that. Teal, what do you want us, as we wrap up, what do you want people to know about Catonsville and the small businesses in Catonsville as they're trying to get through this?
Sure. I would just say, if you can, continue to support them. Go online. Go on our website. Everybody's listed that's a chamber member, and that's not everybody in the community, but it kind of gives you a taste of who's here. I would just encourage people, forget Amazon, forget the big box stores for a while, and just support your local folks.
That's Catonsville.org. Catonsville.org.
Google Catonsville, and we're pretty much up at the top there. But you're really, what you're doing in the long run is supporting your tax base, your schools, your kids, your community. When you shop local, they really are the engine that keep us going. So, and they're so important. So especially now, we all really need to reach out and support them all. And they're all great businesses.
As a small local business in Towson, Maryland, in Baltimore County, I appreciate that comment as well. On behalf of all of our sponsors here, I want to remind everybody to order some Taharka Brothers ice cream. I just want to show you this one more time, Don, because I know when's your delivery coming?
Today, sometime today.
Oh,
Linda keeps looking out the window.
Oh, you know, take a picture with them when they deliver it and have some fun with it. But this is what it's going to look like. So, I mean, look in there. I was at the factory. They do this by hand. It's insane. This is the caramel apple crisp apple butter ice cream. Apple butter ice cream with oat streusel and a salted caramel swirl. It is it's like a milkshake.
People actually ask me. They do stop and ask. They say, Don, is that ice cream that you and Nestor talk about really that good? And I, without hesitating, say, I'm telling you, it's the greatest ice cream on the planet.
Tell them how they can save money, Don. Tell them how to save money.
Go on to HarkerBrothers.com or go on the Baltimore Positive website, order a case, get $15.70 off. All you have to do is type in Baltimore Positive as the code.
Don, be at the front door or this will happen to your ice cream. It will melt. Don't let you know that you have to be there to take delivery. This is very important. And I'm getting like chunks of the, this is incredible, apple butter ice cream.
All right, you're making us hungry now.
My mother would be very happy with this. That's at BaltimorePositive.com. Make sure you use Baltimore Positive on the code. Shout out the Fadleys. Ship those crab cakes curbside from Evan and all of our good friends over at State Fair and of course, at El Guapo, where I got to get me a margarita. On behalf of former Baltimore County Executive Don Mulder, who I thought was somehow involved in the chamber. It's amazing. It's taken us 2 years to get Teal on. We appreciate her time as well. We are WNST.
Guys, okay.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We are WNST.net. AM 1570 Tassel, Baltimore. We never stop talking. Baltimore Positive.